All right, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. We'd like to welcome you to this discussion about one of your OPIU benefits, your identity protection program. You know, we did a webinar like this a while back, and in the meantime, we've had a few questions from members about the benefit and how to enroll specifically. So we decided to invite Kate Korch, our identity specialist, back. She's one of today's leading experts on the subject of identity protection, and she's going to be able to explain the ins and outs of our program and give us a step-by-step on how to enroll. And one of the things I really want to make clear is that every OPIU member is protected in that you have restoration services. If you have any kind of identity breach, you have the program behind you. But by going online and putting more information in, you really enrich the program and make it stronger for yourself. So, it goes a long way toward avoiding having your sensitive personal information show up on the dark web. So that's one of the reasons we wanted to have Kate come in and explain a little more. And if there's any Canadians on the phone, we do have a program in Canada as well. It's a little different, but it's similar. So if you don't feel like your questions are answered today, feel free to reach out to us. And at the end, we'll have contact information. So just real quick, we have a lot of people on the call, so we're not going to be able to open it up to voice questions. But if you have a question, there is a space right there, Q&A, on your screen that you can type in your question, and we'll go ahead and answer that question after Kate's presentation. So it's my pleasure to hand things over to Kate to learn more about your identity protection benefit. Kate?
Nicole, thank you very much. Good afternoon to our East Coast members, and good morning to Central, Mountain, and West Coast members. Thank you all for joining, and I'm really looking forward to go through and talk about the benefits that I'm sure many have already enrolled in. We'll go through the enrollment process in detail, and then be able to address any questions at the end. But we'll go through introductions. We're here. We're going to talk about the identity theft landscape. It is very different today than it was even 2 years ago, 5 years ago, and definitely many years ago. Everyone used to say, identity theft, what is that? And now we say it's a matter of when and not if. Then we will dive into our benefits, how to enroll, most importantly, the ones on the phone that have enrolled, congratulations. What happens when I am a victim of identity theft? Very important, because our statistics are rising every single year, and it doesn't matter where you live, what you do, who you are. If you are 2 weeks old or 102, we can be a victim of identity theft. And then wrap it up with questions and answers. So I'm going to take us back to 2005, and this is an actual picture from the Vatican. You will notice, regardless of height, we can all see the front. And to the right and lower right-hand side, you will see one person who is extremely technical, and that person is holding a flip phone. And by the way, flip phones, for our listeners and participants, they are now coming back. So if you enjoy the flip phone, Samsung News and has created one. It may already be out on the market, but it was announced a couple months ago. So pretty exciting stuff for our flip phone advocates and users. So back in 2005, this is how we would see a concert. This is how we would participate in theater events and activities, sports events. And as we speed up to, welcome to 2019, everyone, Happy New Year. If you are height challenged to some extent, it is difficult to watch a performance, to see mass, to see a concert, because our way of viewing is not just once, but it's twice, and we end up seeing a lot of people using their iPhone and their smartphone, their Samsung, whatever it may be. So there's a lot of video action taking place. And so with that in mind, and I'll say I'm guilty of it sometimes as well, but we have this common human circumstance between, I'll say, convenience and watching events and seeing events through our smartphone, and then also the level of security. And the fact of life today for everyone is our job, it requires our personal information. You will hear me say something called PII, personal identifiable information. So work requires that, right, for benefits, for our employee ID. Relationships are built through machines, and we can see back now today the iOS smartphone that Apple created was back in 2007. So we've seen a lot of changes since then. But we build relationships through machines, from FaceTime to text messaging to communicating and engaging, taking pictures. And we share more data in more ways every single day. That man looks very frustrated. I think he is. What has happened, though, and we're in this balancing act between security and convenience, and how do we balance that? Today, there's one fraud victim every 2 seconds. 16.7 million victims were in 2017. And the different polls and the research firms, they tend to release their data for new statistics in late February time. And so these are 2017 statistics, and they have gone up, all of them. $16 billion were lost in fraud. When one falls victim to identity theft, it takes a lot of time, on average about 330 hours per victim. And if anyone here on the phone has ever been a victim of identity theft, and there's all known different types of identity theft, it is extremely challenging. So 100 million hours were spent for fraud victims. Here's our convenience factor and the love factor. 8.4 billion connected devices worldwide. We did have more than a 40% increase in data breaches from 2016 to 17 is that number. $1 billion from ransomware. We're going to talk about what that is and what that means. Half of the identity theft that took place in 2017 originated from the workplace. A very large number. And the reason being is because work, our J-O-B, they contain census files in all of our PII. A third of emails that were opened were phishing emails. We'll talk about that in a moment. Feel free to send in a question or a response if anybody has ever been part of a data breach, a phishing email, or experienced ransomware. It is not fun at all. There's a difference between identity theft and identity fraud. Identity theft is when a bad actor, which they're extremely sophisticated today, they will use your PII for personal gain. It could be employment, it could be medical, it could be criminal or tax. So many different types of identity theft, and it could be just financial, to obtain a credit card or a mortgage or a utility or a cell phone. A few of the companies here have experienced identity theft. Wells Fargo, OPM, Anthem, and Equifax in 2017 were the two largest data breaches, Equifax being the largest data breach of almost 150 million folks. Their PII was exposed. And then OPM back almost 5 years ago. And then Anthem was a very large one as well, because not only did it expose medical information and medical account numbers, but it exposed also personal information of families and income and households. Then we go to identity fraud. Target is there, and then Home Depot. Those are examples in Whole Foods. Those are examples of identity fraud itself, where their credit cards were actually compromised. So no one is immune whatsoever. Yahoo, Target, Anthem, LinkedIn. Most recently, you received a text message and an email from OPEIU about the Starwood and Marriott data breach. Twitter, so social media provides some exposure as well. And then LinkedIn, also Facebook, has been on the front of the paper and on the Hill quite a bit because of the exposed information that is out there. So everyday life, folks, I will say some of these are from me personally, but if you travel and you're at the airport, shoulder surfing is the upper left-hand side. You never know who is looking over your shoulder or what is taking place. The lower left-hand side is actually at a hotel in New York City. We won't name names unless you can enlarge that right now. So what had taken place is that somebody gave to me someone else's bill. And the exposure there is PII. The exposure there is that particular individual is not at home, saying, welcome to my home. That's not a good thing. So there are some challenges in the hotels. Identity theft as a minor. So identity theft affects children and minors. And this right here is an actual live check to be cashed and then a text message that was received to spend money to earn money. Well, it was identity theft of a minor. Then the next is a phishing email where someone acted as though they were asking for an invoice to be paid in a different way. So going back from a paper type of an invoice and check to ACH or wiring. Then I always look out when I see people's mailboxes and their flag is raised, or this one here on the lower right-hand side, bills being paid from their door or the mailbox. And this was a recent picture that I took, and I had to pull over to take the picture going through a neighborhood. And that right there is a Verizon bill, but I know what's in there. PII, the Verizon bill, the invoice, and it's also an actual check. So a lot of information is right there at the door. So data breach is unauthorized access to retrieve sensitive information from an individual or group or a software system. Talked about Target and Home Depot and Marriott. Ransomware. Ransomware is when that bad actor will take over your computer and they will ask for money to be paid in return to making you whole and having your computer with access back and thinking as though you're back and secure in your own hands of the user. But in return, that bad actor asks for money. Phishing. Phishing was the email in an example that was on the invoice in the sample email. Dark web monitoring, we will talk about this because you have dark web monitoring as a benefit in the package that's complimentary from OPEIU. Dumpster diving, that is when one will rummage through a dumpster to find bills, papers that contain PII information. And then skimming, it's an electronic way of capturing one's personal information. And skimmers, you will sometimes see them on ATM machines. I am a fan of going into the financial institution. And that's me personally, because you never know what kind of a device is on an ATM machine that is in an uncontrolled environment, even though there may be cameras. So that's an example of skimming. All right. Couple others. Change of address and fraud. We can have our address change without us actually doing it. So someone could go to the United States Postal Service, change their address for a short period of time. That bad actor could receive mail, sign up for things, enroll in credit cards, and use your PII for the better and good of themselves. But change of address fraud is common. Hacking. Well, we've talked about hacking, that bad actor getting into computers and our smartphones and other devices. Shoulder surfing, that was that upper left. I was shoulder surfing and took that picture. So I recommend to have a screen that can go over your computer or laptop in areas that you don't know who is behind you, but that's an example of shoulder surfing. And then as we browse the World Wide Web, it is very important that when we do so, that when we go onto a site, that our website has the letter S, HTTPS, and S means secure. So always go to secure websites. All right, now we are going to go to a phishing video, and it'll just be a couple minutes, but it is an example of many things that happen and take place, especially during the holidays, and with all the packages that are taking place. All right. So that is an example of phishing, and there are millions and millions of users today that choose not to go to the store, and there's that convenience factor. So we have that balancing between security and convenience. So I'm going to shift gears here for a moment. Most importantly is, how do we prevent, detect, and when we are a victim of identity theft, how do we remediate, and is there somebody that can help us do it all for us? So how do you prevent, how do you detect? We can definitely sure detect. The challenge of identity theft today is it is a non-discriminatory event. So you can never prevent it. However, how do we detect it, and then how do we remediate? So we have partnered with a company called InfoArmor. And here are a few things about InfoArmor. They have been around for over 10 years, 12 years. They work with millions and millions of members like us. They focus on working with businesses. And so if you haven't heard of them, that's all right. It's because everything that InfoArmor does is they work directly with membership groups and businesses. I always say, folks, and I know we have a lot of people on the phone, InfoArmor would probably say to me, Kate, what are you doing? So if you're ever in Phoenix, Arizona, they're actually headquartered in Scottsdale, please let us know. And if you do have time, you're more than welcome to do a tour, but just, of course, let us know. So Scottsdale, Arizona is where they're headquartered. They work with over 1,500 clients and partners and companies today. I think what's really important is they take care of our clients. They take care of our members by having a 99% client retention rate. And they're also financially strong, and they are the industry-leading identity protection company, and truly they're an information security company. Now what we're here to talk about, if you've taken advantage of the benefits or not, if you haven't enrolled quite yet, it's very easy to do. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But you do have member benefits complimentary of OPEIU in your membership. The first one is full-service identity restoration. When you are a victim of identity theft, what do we do? Where do we go? And there are many different types of identity theft. And I mentioned a few. They are tax and medical and criminal. There are cellular and employment. So when I am a victim of identity theft, the most important thing is that I will be assigned a privacy advocate that will work on my behalf. I will work with one person and one person only at InfoArmor. So full-service identity restoration, it includes investigating, confirming, resolving all fraudulent activity that include known and unknown, both financial and non-financial, types of identity theft that are extremely complicated and the source of the identity theft is there. Not only guidance, completion, and copies of all forms, including documentation, different letters, that identity recovery, and they're part of our OPEIU team, we have a designated team for us, they write all of the letters on our behalf. They work directly with the merchants. And I mentioned earlier that on average, the FTC says that it takes approximately 330 hours to get back to pre-theft status. This is where InfoArmor, one of the areas that they really shine, because they will do all of this for us. Contact, follow-up, and all issues on your behalf that involve those agencies and institutions that will allow you ultimately to focus on what you want to focus on, which is life. Second benefit is called digital identity. What to expect is that it is an easy to understand interaction that will provide a deep internet search on us as an individual, and it's not just a Google search. So it will review your digital footprint across websites and social media sites. It's a snapshot of our exposed information online. It'll allow you to monitor and take control of your online identity by having that deeper search. It'll help you secure your personal information. And also, you will be able to discover any exposed family members and their information. I have seen family members that are from young children to older, ages irrelevant, from our family tree, and possibly other associations that we may not want to have online. So that is what digital identity is. Our third benefit is called internet surveillance. This is one of my favorite benefits in addition to the identity restoration. InfoArmor, their internet surveillance will continue to monitor the dark web and sensitive information. interesting enough and a fact, both LinkedIn and Yahoo had major data breaches. And the data breach that happened to Yahoo happened before the Verizon acquisition. Well, 8 months before it was found and released to the public, InfoArmor found both of those data breaches and part of the internet surveillance and what they're able to find from the compromised credentials and machines and servers. But InfoArmor's internet surveillance will do a deep dive into different control networks, different forums, phishing networks, and exploited websites. So it is easy to enroll. www.opeiuidprotect.com. It takes a couple minutes to do it. So when we go to enroll, here's our first page. Now remember, this is a complimentary benefit as an OPEIU member. So we go to the website. There's our first page. You will want to enter your PII, name, middle, and last, your address, your zip code, your state, your phone number, date of birth, social security number. And you will notice there it says labor union number. Notation there, if you highlight the question mark, this does require a two-digit number. So if you are local 2 in Silver Spring, Maryland, you will want to put 02. If you are local 153, then you put 153. All right, so it requires a minimum two-digit number. All right, so local 2. All right, so your phone number and then your email address. Why it asks for that information is that we want to start to monitor InfoArmor. You're entering in your information in this data harvesting tool. So they're going to start to collect information on you and look at all of those different areas where there could be compromised information. And there is your phone number and then your email address. I'm going to touch on that here in just a minute. All right. Then, right below, setting up your online account is easy because you create your username. You will also create your password. All right. After you enroll, you'll receive this. Congratulations. Your identity is protected with PrivacyArmor. On the upper right-hand side, time to log in. We'll get to that in a moment. If you have any questions, you can always call 855-990-0994. When you're a victim of identity theft, or even if you have questions from an enrollment standpoint. All right, so time to log in. You will log in and put your username and your password that you created. InfoArmor is a security company, and they also require something called dual authentication. You may hear it as multi-factor authentication sometimes. So you will want to enter your phone number, your voice, and then your email address. That's one reason why it's required, because we want to monitor your email address and your phone number as well from a dark website. But you will also have the opportunity to choose which dual authentication method you would like. So you will receive a text message or voice message, or an email, or through email, you'll receive your code. The next is enter that code that was provided. They want to verify and make sure you are who you are. All right. Next is, after you do that, you will be guided and advanced to the next section, which is your dashboard. And from here, you'll be able to access your digital identity, your wallet, the internet surveillance, and additional things. So what you'll want to do is you will want to put in additional information into your wallet to take advantage of the full service. As Nicole mentioned earlier, if you do not go into the website at all, all members and complements of OPEIU have full service remediation. So when you are a victim of identity theft, you will have your privacy advocate work on your behalf to get you back to pre-theft status. To enhance your program is where you would enter in your additional information here for digital exposure, wallet armor, and others. All right, you are now successfully enrolled in PrivacyArmor. All right, so you're protected. I want to share with everyone, if you have enrolled in the program, let's say through another organization, your employer, if you've already enrolled in the program through OPEIU, it will kick you out and say you are not able to enroll. And so I want to share that with everyone. We've had at different member events, some folks and members have said, oh, well, I'm not able to enroll. Well, what had happened is they've already enrolled in the program, and so what we do is we've called InfoArmor directly to obtain their username and password. And so that unique identifier is their social security number. So if that happens, please call the 855-990 number, and InfoArmor is there 24/7 every day of the year. So as you're enrolling on that first page, it gave you an option to receive alerts. You'll receive alerts in one way or both ways. You have the option to receive an email alert or text message alerts. And what will take place is every single month, if you receive an alert that says no news is good news, it says your information out there has not been found. So periodically, let's say your information is found on the dark web and your information is compromised, you will receive a timely alert via email or text messaging or both, whichever you chose in the enrollment page. Victim services. So what do I do when I am a victim of identity theft? Call 855-990-0994. That is a dedicated team and number to all OPEIU members. When I am a victim of identity theft, you will also receive additional benefits. Those additional benefits include $1 million of identity theft fraud expense reimbursement insurance. That would cover things like lost work, courier charges, attorney charges, any fees that are associated to you getting yourself back to pre-theft status. And the other thing is that you do have a full-service recovery advocate that will do all of that heavy lifting for you. Every once in a while, I have seen in maybe a medical or a criminal case where this has had and it has been used, but it's there. So you have $1 million of fraud expense reimbursement insurance. And then there are other benefits as well. When you have questions, please call 855-990-0994, and you can always reach the team at OPEIU at frontdesk@opeiu.org. And please remember your initial enrollment and then to log back in, opeiuidprotect.com. Thank you, everyone. We are going to now open it up to any questions that you may have.
So if you have any questions, guys, just go ahead and type them in the Q&A box, and we'll answer them. We have one question that's come in. It says, is the InfoArmor system secure? So if I put my information in, is it safe, and has there ever been a breach?
That is a great question, whomever asked that. So has there ever been a breach? No, InfoArmor has never had a breach. Like many companies, they are attempted to be hacked many, many, many times. That is why it's very important that they have the highest level of security available, and they do, above and beyond what financial firms have today. And they are consistently hacking and trying to hack into their own system. So is your information secure? Yes, your information is secure because you put your information in, and it is encrypted, and it is scrambled, and the folks on the other side, that recovery advocate, they are not able to obtain your PII. When you are a victim of identity theft, they will help support and log into your account, but they will never see your full social security number or your bank account numbers or anything like that. So that's a great question.
Great, thank you. Another member would like to know if they should use a password service. They've heard about it but don't know anything about them. Can you explain?
Yeah, and you know, I think I will say that is something that's of a benefit to everyone. I use a password service. I enjoy it, and I'm asked that pretty frequently. So my recommendation is for convenience, I love it. And the most important thing is whichever password service that you choose to use, you just want to make sure and look into the company itself. I personally don't endorse one specific company, but I think a password service does provide a lot of convenience. I always caution and make sure that you look heavily into that company because usernames and passwords are one way to have a lot of exposure if that bad actor is able to obtain and get into it. Emails are usually the first entry in obtaining one's PII and information. So with that, whichever password service you use, you just want to make sure it's a reputable company and make sure you do some research on them. But I like password companies. It makes things a little bit easier and convenient because we have so many of them that we're supposed to manage. Oh, and by the way, just remember to change them every 30 days. And so it causes some challenge in trying to remember all of them.
Wow, every 30 days. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, great question.
Okay, so Robert would like to know if he's already enrolled with a different company, can he also enroll with InfoArmor?
Robert, great question. Absolutely. Yep, every company is different in their solutions and service and support and how they remediate when someone is a victim of identity theft. So I say absolutely. I think more the merrier, and you'll start to get alerts from InfoArmor. And I suggest when you are a victim of identity theft, InfoArmor does a wonderful job. My father called me a couple years ago and in the middle of the day and said, Kate, someone hacked into our records at my job. And I said, well, what happened? He shared with me, and my first call was InfoArmor. And InfoArmor remediated him and was able to get him back to pre-theft status fairly quickly. And so, Robert, great question. And, yes, you absolutely are able to enroll, and I recommend it.
Okay. So Diana asks, if we leave our job, which is affiliated with OKU, do we lose this benefit, or does it extend if we don't work for the union anymore? So, yes. If you work for the OPIU, if you're in a job that's covered or you're an OPIU member, the benefit is yours. Once you leave employment with OPIU, the benefit is no longer with yours, and you won't. What happens is every month we take your full membership list, all 100,000 members of OPIU, and we upload it to the system. So if you are no longer a member, you won't be on that list anymore. So this is only for OPIU members. We have another question from Mark, would like to know, how are you different from LifeLock or Privacy Guard?
I think that is a fantastic question. So I have been in the identity theft world and industry long before there was anything called identity theft. So I've been in this industry for 15 years, and I work and I understand and I work with every single identity theft vendor in the industry. There are many differences in how they operate and how they work. What I would like to do is I am more than happy to, and I could spend probably an hour talking about it, I'm more than happy to share the differences in how they operate because I understand all of them very, very well. So I'll take that one offline. You are in great hands with InfoArmor, and I will say they are the leader in the industry. And one thing with, I'll say, LifeLock is LifeLock there. Solution strategy is more, and I love LifeLock for the fact that they have educated us as consumers. They have even educated me, and it's fantastic to know that we have a solution to go to when people think of, oh, LifeLock, kind of like the Kleenex of tissue. So they have spent a lot of money in advertising dollars, but LifeLock is a good company, and so is Identity Guard. But I'm more than happy to definitely take that one offline and do a much deeper dive in the differences because there are significant differences.
Thank you. We have a couple questions about eligibility. One is from Ann, one is from Caesar. Ann asks if retirees are eligible. Retirees are not eligible unless you are in a local union that has an enhanced retiree program. Some locals do. Local 153 here in New York is one of them that does. You pay a small fee to continue your membership, you know, as an enhanced retiree, and you are then eligible for a number of benefits. But that is, on a smaller scale, most retirees are not eligible. Caesar's question about, is this benefit only for the member or his or her family is included too? It's really for the member. Obviously if you share accounts with your husband or your wife or your partner, your account information will be the same, so it would be covered, but it is just for the member, this benefit. I don't see now any other questions. This is your last chance. If you do have any other questions, go ahead and put them up, but I don't see any. So we are coming up on the end of our time here. So I just wanted to thank Kate very much for coming up and giving us this information and let you know that, again, we're always here. If you have questions, as you see, the number is there, 855-990-0994. You'll reach a Info Armor specialist. If you email front desk, you'll reach my team here at the international headquarters, and we're always happy to help whatever we can answer, and if we can't, we'll turn it over to our InfoArmor people who will. And to register, opiuidprotect.com. Now, if you go to the website, our website, opiu.org, all of this information is listed, the websites, how to get in, and also all the information about all your other benefits that you're entitled to. At no cost, all of these benefits are provided to you through your membership as an OPIU member, including your towing benefit, your life insurance, and student debt reduction, free college program, scholarships, and your Union Plus program. All of that is available through your membership at OPIU. Go to opiu.org under member resources, and again, all of that is listed, or on the OPIU app. Download the OPIU app today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and just search OPEIU. Also, sign up for texting. I want to remind everybody that you can receive text from your international by texting OPIU to 97779. All of that information, again, is on our website. So thanks very much, and we appreciate your time. Bye-bye.